Hello guys, welcome back to Escape at Night and to another episode of Mental Breakdowns, because we love mental breakdowns, don't we? So you are probably asking, like, oh my gosh, Nai, what's the reason for your mental breakdown? True beauty ended, that's the reason. That is the fuck. No, I've been crying all night because Sojun didn't get his happy ending. Like, I hate when people are saying, like, oh, but he was a K-pop idol. Like, does that look like a happy ending to you? He lost the girl. Did you see him cry? Like, did you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't. I see. But it ended. There's nothing we can do about it, but it still ended. And he was, like I said, he wasn't happy. He did not get his happy ending, which upset me and a lot of Sojun teamers, which I am a Sojun for life. I was Suho, but until I found out who, I mean, I read the webtoon, so I know that the directors did Sojun dirty. Like, they did him dirty. Like, oh my gosh, the webtoon is completely different. All of the Sojun scenes were went from Sojun to Suho. Oh my gosh, I was so mad. I was like, wait a minute. Like, me watching the drama, I was like, wait a minute, isn't that Sojun scene? And then there was boom, Suho there standing like that emoji. There was a lot of times that I just wanted to get into drama and then just go, like, get the fuck out of there. It's their moment, not yours. Leave. But the last two episodes, they just felt rushed. They were really sad. I was actually more sad that True Beauty was ending. But thank God there isn't a second season, because I don't have more tears to cry. Because if Sojun is gonna get heartbroken twice, no, third... twice, I'm not gonna be here. I'm telling you that. If they're gonna make him, like, he even cried for her. Jugyeon was really like, I want you to cry. Like, seriously, bitch, you could have made him cry in another way. Like, I don't know, but we all knew since episode, I think, one or two, that Jugyeon and Sojun were supposed to be together, so we were just kind of, like, preparing ourselves. We still had some hope. I still had hope, because I was just like, well, aren't they dating too soon? Because normally the relationships start growing in the last three episodes. So when they did it on the sixth episode, I was just like, whoa, this speed. Maybe there's a chance for us. There wasn't, like... The directors could have, like, added an extra in there to make Sojun happy, because he was not happy. And they still had to wrap her in the last episode when she was doing his makeup. Like, that was mean. That was another level of mean. And then the directors were doing that, and they were just like, yeah, that's cool. That's good. That is not cool. I know it's fake, but, like... it's my feelings. Feelings are fake. This is worse than Miraculous Ladybug. Because I know they're gonna end up together. I can't do this. I'm not gonna cry. Okay, I'm not gonna cry. And remember when I said that I hated Sojun? Yeah, I don't hate her right now. She was the print. She was that bitch. I love you, babe. But yeah, right in the last episode, she was so pretty. Gosh, she had a glow up. Thank God. You see, she left her abusive house and she got a glow up. Yes, babe, work it. I hate TVN for that. I hate TVN for everything. Ooh, yeah. And in the last episode, when they were getting it to win, Jugyeon and Suho, like, imagine, I was cringing throughout the whole scene. I was just like, no. It was so cringe. I was just like, I was just like, oh my gosh, isn't that so cringe to film? It probably was, because Sue was just on top of her making out, and she was just like, I'm not gonna say anything. I am not gonna say anything. No. They were getting it. And then the last day, they were like talking like nothing happened. She was wearing his shirt. I was just like, so is this how you guys are gonna cooperate? You guys just have sex and then just gonna ignore? Like, pretend that nothing happened? Okay, if we're going that way, okay. I can't judge you. Weird, but I can't judge you. Yeah, that was basically what happened. But it was a friend of mine that spoiled that part, because when I like heard about it, I was just like, nah, you're kidding. You're kidding. Boo. Not funny. Not funny. Do not mess with my heart. Yeah, it was true. It was fucking true. Oh my gosh, I feel so bad for Soju. The directors really hate him. Okay, there's another way that you could express hate. I don't know. You guys could make him the bad character, because if he was a bad character, I would still like him, to be honest. Because I do not want to see a guy standing in all of the episodes. But, like, it was so sad. It was just very sad. Because in the last scene where... Oh, no, shit, I'm gonna cry again. The last scene where them standing on that comic shop, and they were just standing, and there was, like, the kids' version of them, then, like, the teenagers' version of them, then the adults, and I was just like, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. Like, making Sojun cry wasn't enough for you? Like, let me do how James Charles said it. Was 95 million not enough for you? Like, wasn't Sojun crying enough for you? Huh? Low-key, fuck the director. I swear to God. Barbs, I need your help right now. I don't know. Do what you guys do. Send in pizzas. I don't care. I'm so sad. Why? I'm pretending that I did not watch that episode, and I'll just continue my life, because that was getting me through the week. I was just like, oh, I hate Wednesdays. But then I was just like, oh, Tribute is coming out. Yeah, I can't do that again. I can't do that again. But I do not want, let me specify, I do not want a second season. I can't stand him being heartbroken, because they're not going to make them the final ship. That's for sure. Like the director said, Suho and Jogan are like meant to be. But still, y'all could have gave him a girl. Like, the extras were so fine. Y'all could have spared one. I don't know. Yeah. I used to be a Sue's stan, but now I'm not a Sue's stan anymore. Does it look like I'm a Sue's stan? No, it doesn't, because I fell in love with them. Sojun, oh my gosh, I'm so sad. They did him dirty. That's the thing. They did him so dirty. And then, oh my gosh, the wedding was so cool. But I was crying throughout the whole scene there. I was crying in the last 20 minutes. I'm not even kidding. Or half an hour. I was crying as well. I was like crying like, ah, no. But I was more sad because it was ending. That's the only thing that was making like really sad. So like I said, director, if you're listening to this, I hope you have a horrible day. You know why? I hope you have a horrible day. No one likes you. Fuck you. No one likes you. Just being nice. Just being completely nice. But yeah, I regret it. I liked it. It was a pretty cool show. If you're team Sue, you'll definitely like it. But if you're team Sojun, I don't think you will like it that much. I personally without the last two episodes, I would give it maybe a 9 or 8.5 out of 10. Oh no, shit, I'm gonna cry again. Stop being so emotional, you whore. But yeah, that was basically what happened. So thank you for listening to me, have you? Okay, calm down, Nai, calm down, you're better than this. Okay, you're not better than this, you're you. Oh no, shit, I'm not gonna watch those montages where they get the tribute scenes and they just put music over it. Oh shit, but I wanna do it. No, you're not gonna do it. Oh, but I really wanna do it. No, don't do it, don't do it, do not, no. Oh my gosh, if I see someone do the I Was Your Man with Drew Beauty's deeds, I'm gonna cry. I want you to cry. They really want me to cry. If y'all want me to cry that bad. Fuck this shit. Wait, I'm so sad. Oh, I remember when you guys said that Jin was gonna appear in the last episode. Yeah, I lived it through that phase. Stop looking at me, Sue. I hate you. Stop. Does it look like I'm going through YouTube right now and there just appeared a video of him and I was just like, get out. Get out. So yeah, that was it, guys. Thank you so much for listening to my 11-minute almost breakdown. So yeah, thank you for watching.